Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you and welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral. We also welcome those who are following us through the television, the internet, or radio. We welcome all of you as well as we gather here on this first Sunday of the Advent season, the season of waiting, of preparing ourselves for the coming of Christ. We prepare for the coming of Christ in this Eucharist by acknowledging our sins and ask the Lord now for pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. us pray. Grant your faithful, we pray, Almighty God, the resolve to run forth to meet your Christ with righteous deeds at his coming, so that gathered his right hand, they may be worthy to possess the heavenly kingdom. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and Judah. In those days, in that time, I will raise up for David a just shoot. He shall do what is right and just in the land. In those days, Judah shall be safe, and Jerusalem shall dwell secure. This is what they shall call her: the Lord our justice. The word of the Lord.
To you, O Lord, I lift my soul. To you, O Lord, I lift my soul.
What faithful wife may comfort me, teach me my path.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Brothers and sisters, may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we have for you, so as to strengthen your hearts, to be blameless in holiness before our God and Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his holy ones. Amen. Finally, brothers and sisters, we earnestly ask you and exhort you in the Lord Jesus that, as you received from us how you should conduct yourselves to please God, and as you are conducting yourselves, you do so even more. For you know what instructions we gave you through the Lord Jesus. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, or the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap, for that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent, and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Today, the church celebrates the first Sunday of the Advent season. It is also the first Sunday of our new liturgical year. And we officially enter into the short-term countdown to Christmas. And some of us might feel conflicted because our religious and spiritual selves is telling us that we only have so many days to prepare our hearts, our minds, and our souls for the coming of Christ into our lives. At the same time, our practical self is telling us we only have so many days left to shop, to grab gifts, to send invitations, Christmas cards, to clean the house, to bake, and to perhaps cook for that special meals for our loved ones. And so we are conflicted, we agonize between the two selves. In the old German tradition, Christians were warned against the Advent Teufel, meaning the Advent Devil. This wily character is very wise, is telling us, tempting us to keep busy, distracted and overextended ourselves over the material things. So by the time Christmas comes around, we lose sight of Christmas altogether as to why we have Christmas. And so we miss Mass on the special day, Christmas night, and we become angry and agitated instead. And so these wily characters tempt us, it lures us into the mall one more time to buy the special gifts. It urges us to power one more of perhaps physical things to do, and it tempts us to do so many, to be so bogged down with the material and the secular things that we forget what Christmas is about. And so he is a wizard with numbers. He tells us that we have more than 24 hours in the day. So just take your time about the spiritual things. Just take care of the material things first. It also tells us that we have more money in the bank account than it actually is. It is the reason why the mall has the special sign made just for us. It says that make this Christmas a Christmas your spouse will never forget. Charge everything. And it is reported that by the time New Year's turn around, many of us will be depressed. The reason being because the bill will start coming in, and we look at the bill and said, why did I buy all those things during Christmas? Things I didn't even need. And now the bill just keep piling on, and so we get depressed and we got worried. And so, as you know, that we have to be watchful of what it is. During this, a few years back, the British rock group, they had a song that's quite interesting. The song titled, Walking Backwards for Christmas. In the song, it tells us to turn away from all the glitters, the shining lights, the mesmerizing commercials of the secular Christmas, and to turn away from it. Instead of it, focus on the spiritual things. Instead of purchasing and buying, we should look into our closets, into our attics, and see what we have up there that we haven't touched or used in 6 months. And we take it out, we clean out our closet. Instead of having spring cleaning, you know why we have spring cleaning? Because of all the things we bought during Christmas we don't need. And so we have spring cleaning. So it tells us to have winter cleaning instead. So it takes all the things that we don't need, take it to Goodwill or secondhand stores, and give it to those who might be in need of it. You will feel much better by January 1st. And that's what it's telling us. Of course, you know that during this time, the Advent season is a maternal season. It's like a expecting woman who is about to give birth to her child. And so we are supposed to also prepare ourselves to receive this Christ into our lives too, and to give birth to Christ into the world that sorely needs him. This is a season where we are called to focus on the spiritual things, much more than the materials. Sure, it's understandable that we have things to do, perhaps gifts we have to purchase. As our family is getting bigger, we tend to be more bogged down with what gifts fits most for each person. In my family, we have so many people that we decided that we just have to buy one gift nice one, at least $50 worth, and then we exchange it. And whoever you will bring your gifts, one that you have, you take home the one that is new. Also during this time where, although I might be preaching to you not to worry about the physical things, but I'm already thinking where I'm going to find the 12 Christmas trees. You see, you only have to buy one for your house. In the church, you have to buy 12 of them. Because you notice how big this sanctuary is? It takes 12 trees. Even then, it looks empty. And so I'm thinking this year, with the economy is going really well, I've heard a lot of parishes saying that they will try to buy a Christmas tree, the real one, this year instead. So I'm worried. Where am I going to find 12 Christmas trees? And what I'm going to do? So although I'm telling you not to worry, but I am conflicted myself as well. But at the same time, we must never lose sight of what the season is about. It's about the spiritual preparation. As Jesus reminds us in today's gospel, he said, when the time comes, stand erect, raise your head, for your redemption is at hand. Many people will hear this, the today's gospel, and think this of it about gloom and doom. They will go and build the fallout shelter instead. But we are called to do differently. We are called to stand up, erect, raise our heads, and be hopeful because our redemption is close at hand. During Christmas times, as we know, that we give gifts to each other, and that is good that we do that. But oftentimes we forget to give gifts to the one person whose birthday we're celebrating. Christmas is about Christ. It is the day where Christ is born. And so, do we have a gift for him? If we don't, then perhaps this Christmas will be the first one where we actually will do it correctly. We will celebrate Christmas correctly. We will give Jesus a gift on Christmas Day, on his birthday. You know, Christmas is about giving of self. Jesus could have saved us from a distance, but he didn't. He decided he was going to give us the gifts of himself instead by coming down to be one like us in a form of a little infant lying in a manger. He could not show us how much more he loved us than by doing that. And so he asked nothing less of the same gifts in return. He wants us to give him the gift of ourselves. How do we do that? Well, it's a spiritual thing. We perhaps during this time of year, well, we might be very busy thinking of all these things to do, but we can schedule 3 to 5 minutes. If we're mourning people, then we can just schedule 3 to 5 minutes of silence as we sip our coffee in the morning, sitting there just thanking Jesus, reflecting on his love for us. Have that relationship with God. If we are an evening people, then perhaps we can schedule that time too, to be with Jesus, so that way we can perhaps become grateful of what he has done for us. At the same time, besides going having a special time for prayers, we also might want to go to confession and attend the Eucharist. Attend the Mass on Sunday here is wonderful, but have you ever gone to your daily Mass? If you haven't, you might want to try it out. It's quite interesting. It's much shorter. It's only about 25 minutes. And you'd be surprised that, whoa, Mass is nice and fun. On Sunday it's fun too, but on the weekdays it's a lot more quicker because we only have so much time. So come to Mass on a weekday just once in a while, especially during this time, to see what it's like, also at the same time to develop a new devotion. And the other is to go confessions. Jesus would love to have us reconcile with each other and with him. During this time of year, there's a lot of parishes we have confessions. At the cathedral alone, we have confessions after the morning Mass at 7:30 in the morning. And then before the noon Mass, we have confessions at 11:30. And also on Saturday, we have confessions from 4 to 5. And then you check out, next week we'll post on the bulletin of different parishes who will have confessions, from St. Patrick's to St. Thomas More to Mount Carmel. And so check them out. We don't have one here because we have it so much during the week already. And so we will go out, the priest will go out and help other parishes for the confessions. So I hope and pray that during this time of year, we might be able to overcome the temptation of the Advent devil. Tell him to take a hike. And this is a time where we want to devote ourselves to God instead. And by our prayers, we'll be able to do what we do during the day. Our actions should reflect that of Christ. What we think, the words we say, and the deeds that we do should reflect the Christ in us. That way we can give birth to Him, to the world, into the world that sorely needs Him, that people might see in what we do and give thanks to God. Let us now stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Waiting for the Lord's return, we lift up our prayers to God, who answers all our needs.
For the whole church, that we may prepare our hearts for Christ's coming into our lives, but especially during this holy season of Advent, let us pray to the Lord. For our Jewish sisters and brothers, as they begin the celebration of Hanukkah at sundown tonight, we pray to the Lord. For those who are in prison, and for all people who are not free, that they may find comfort and hope in the Lord, we pray to the Lord. That we ourselves may be a sign of God's loving care to all those in need, especially during the coming winter months, when many people will find it difficult to stay warm, we pray to the Lord. That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and loved ones, we pray to the Lord. For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Frank Garza Jr., Joe Cueva, Robert E. Hagelin Jr., Mary Alice Meir, Sam Morales, Katie Marsh, and Brolio and Guadalupe Gallegos, we pray to the Lord. And now for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these are personal needs, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. Lord God of love, you search our hearts and know our needs. Look lovingly upon us during the season of expectant waiting, and graciously respond to our prayers that we make through Christ our Lord. Amen. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice for the praise of the Lord, for our worship of all the church.
Accept, we pray, O Lord, these offerings we make, gather from among your gifts to us, and may what you grant us to celebrate devoutly here below gain for us the prize of eternal redemption through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For he assumed at his first coming the lowliness of human flesh, and so fulfilled the design you formed long ago, and open for us the way to eternal salvation, that when he comes again in glory and majesty, and all is at last made manifest, we who watch for that day may inherit the great promise which we now we dare to hold. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise, for through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may attain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you, at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom of
God. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with our will, who lives and reigns forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord,
if you live in love, you know.
Please be seated for the following announcement. The first is that December 8th is Immaculate Conception. Since it falls on Saturday, the Sunday Mass would suffice for that. So make sure you go to Mass on Sunday, next Sunday. Otherwise, you get a double whammy if you miss Mass. And so you need to confess because of that. And also next Saturday we will have the volunteers to feed the homeless. We need the lectors will be sponsoring, but we do need volunteers to help them. We meet here at downstairs at 6:30, and we'll fix the taquitos together, and then we'll take it to Mother Teresa shelter to feed those who are less fortunate. And also Catholic dolls will be collecting blankets for the homeless. The donation boxes can be found at church from December 2nd through December the 9th. And last but not least, the Knights of Columbus are having a free throw contest. If you are boys or girls between 3 to 14 years old, after the 12:30 Mass, please come out and we're in the parking lot there. We have a free throw contest for all the children, and they have hot dogs and chips as well. So please come out and join us. Let us now stand and pray. May these mysteries, O Lord, in which we have participated, profit us, we pray. For even now as we walk amid passing things, you teach us by them to love the things of heaven and hold fast to what endures. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thanks be to God. Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.